Return to me, and I will return to you. Well, hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. And yes, I'm back in the studios of LifeSpring Media HQ. I'll tell you a little bit about the trip later in the show. Today is Prophecy Friday. We'll read the first seven chapters of Zechariah. I do have an on this date in church history for you, and I'm calling today's episode, The Lord Remembers. Today's show notes page is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E317. Take note of that. You might need it later. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. I think it's time we get started. Let's go. Zechariah chapter 1. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, "The Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets preached, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Turn now from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But they did not hear nor heed me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Yet surely my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers?" So they returned and said, "Just as the Lord of hosts determined to do to us according to our ways and according to our deeds, so he has dealt with us." On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet. "I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses, red, sorrel, and white. Then I said, My Lord, what are these? So the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. So they answered the angel of the Lord, who stood among the myrtle trees, and said, We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you were angry these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel who talked to me with good and comforting words. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, Proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease, for I was a little angry, and they helped, but with evil intent. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, My cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion, and will again choose Jerusalem. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, What are these? So he answered me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen, and I said, What are these coming to do? So he said, These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. Zechariah chapter 2. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. So I said, Where are you going? He said to me, To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length. And there was the angel who talked with me, going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord, for I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord. Up, Zion, escape, you will dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, He sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. For surely I will shake my hand against them, and they shall become spoil for their servants. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation. Zechariah chapter 3. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, Let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you also shall judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among those who stand there. Hear, O Joshua the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant the branch. For behold the stone that I have laid before Joshua. Upon the stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree. Zechariah chapter 4. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me, as a man who was wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, What do you see? So I said, I'm looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps, with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl, and the other at its left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, What are these, my lord? Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my lord. So he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Then I answered and said to him, What are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left? And I further answered and said to him, What are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the golden oil drains? Then he answered me and said, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my lord. So he said, These are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. Zechariah chapter 5. Then I turned and raised my eyes and saw there a flying scroll. And he said to me, What do you see? So I answered, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, and its width 10 cubits. Then he said to me, This is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole earth. Every thief shall be expelled according to this side of the scroll, and every perjurer shall be expelled according to that side of it. I will send out the curse, says the Lord of hosts. It shall enter the house of the thief and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house and consume it, with its timber and stones. Then the angel who talked with me came out and said to me, Lift your eyes now and see what this is that goes forth. So I asked, What is it? And he said, It is a basket that is going forth. He also said, This is their resemblance throughout the earth. Here is a lead disc lifted up, and this is a woman sitting inside the basket. Then he said, This is wickedness. And he thrust her down into the basket and threw the lead over its mouth. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were two women coming with the wind in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between earth and heaven. So I said to the angel who talked with me, Where are they carrying the basket? And he said to me, To build a house for it in the land of Shinar. When it is ready, the basket will be set there on its base. Zechariah chapter 6. I looked up again, and there before me were four chariots coming out from between two mountains, mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, the second black, the third white, and the fourth dappled, all of them powerful. I asked the angel who was speaking to me, What are these, my lord? The angel answered me, These are the four spirits of heaven, going out from standing in the presence of the Lord of the whole world. The one with the black horses is going toward the north country, the one with the white horses toward the west, and the one with the dappled horses toward the south. When the powerful horses went out, they were straining to go throughout the earth. And he said, Go throughout the earth. So they went throughout the earth. Then he called to me, Look, those going toward the north country have given my spirit rest in the land of the north. The word of the Lord came to me. Take silver and gold from the exiles Heldai, Tobijah, and Judea, who have arrived from Babylon. Go the same day to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Take the silver and gold and make a crown, and set it on the head of the high priest Joshua, son of Jozadak. Tell him this is what the Lord Almighty says. Here is the man whose name is the Branch, and he will branch out from his place and build the temple of the Lord. It is he who will build the temple of the Lord, and he will be clothed with majesty and will sit and rule on his throne, and he will be a priest on his throne, and there will be harmony between the two. The crown will be given to Heldai, Tobijah, Judea, and Hen, son of Zephaniah, as a memorial in the temple of the Lord. Those who are far away will come and help to build the temple of the Lord, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. This will happen if you diligently obey the Lord your God. Zechariah chapter 7. In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, the month of Kislev. The people of Bethel had sent Sherezer and Regem-Melech, together with their men, to entreat the Lord by asking the priests of the house of the Lord Almighty and the prophets, Should I mourn and fast in the fifth month, as I have done for so many years? Then the word of the Lord Almighty came to me, Ask the people of the land and the priests, When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months for the past 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted? And when you were eating and drinking, were you not just feasting for yourselves? Are these not the words of the Lord proclaimed through the earlier prophets when Jerusalem and its surrounding towns were at rest and prosperous, and the Negev and the western foothills were settled? And the word of the Lord came again to Zechariah. This is what the Lord Almighty said. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. But they refused to pay attention. Stubbornly they turned their backs and covered their ears. They made their hearts as hard as flint, and would not listen to the law or to the words that the Lord Almighty had sent by His Spirit through the earlier prophets. So the Lord Almighty was very angry. When I called, they would not listen. So when they called, I would not listen, says the Lord Almighty. I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations where they were strangers. The land they left behind them was so desolate that no one traveled through it. This is how they made the pleasant land desolate. Did you know that Zechariah and Haggai were contemporaries? Well, they were. Both were called by God after the 70-year exile. Zechariah's prophecy came 2 months after Haggai's first prophecy. And where the prophecies of Haggai were primarily to do with the temple, Zechariah's were about the people. And the language of Zechariah's messages were very similar to that of the book of Revelation, with symbolism, types, and visions. Now, Zechariah, which means the Lord remembers, is a common name in the Old Testament, and we don't know much about the author of this prophetic book. We do know from the book of Ezra that he was the son of Iddo. Now, in chapter 1, God's message to the people is, "Return to me, and I will return to you." Did you happen to see Zechariah's references to Jesus in these chapters? In chapter 1, verse 11, he's the man who stood among the myrtle trees. In chapter 2, he's the man with a measuring line in his hand. Here, Jesus is going to measure the physical size of Jerusalem because many are going to be added to the city because those who have been spread abroad, like the four winds of heaven, are being called back. So Jerusalem will increase. Then a second angel comes to Jesus and tells him to tell Zechariah that Jerusalem will be like a city without walls because of the multitude of the population of people and livestock. But the people should not be afraid of having no walls, because God will be their protector, like a wall of fire around them, and His glory will be in their midst. Beloved, this is a vision of what is to be. God is not just calling the Jews, but anyone who will put their trust in His Son Jesus. In verse 11 of chapter 2, the Lord says, "Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you." This chapter is a call to all of us to rejoice in God's plan and His promises. And then in chapter 3, Jesus is referred to as the branch. And then we read again of the branch in chapter 6. There He's referred to as the branch who will build the temple of the Lord. Let me ask you, what temple did Jesus build? He built the church. How's that? Well, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 6:19. And then in chapter 7, the Lord, through Zechariah, said that His people ignored Him, so He ignored them and scattered them among the nations. There are several times in these chapters that we read references to the Messiah. Remember, Jesus, as the second person of the Trinity, is the I Am. He has always been, and He will always be. He was at the creation, and He has always been active in the affairs of man. For Zechariah, or actually any of the prophets, to have seen Jesus in visions is really not surprising when you look at it like that, right? Now, I myself am looking forward to the day when I'll see Him face to face. How about you? Have you got anything to say about these seven chapters? If you do, go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E317. And tomorrow is Gospel Saturday, so we'll read Acts 15 and 16.
Boost!
Well, Roderick came in this past Monday with his monthly $50 donation, but I didn't announce it on the show because I already recorded Monday's show on Sunday afternoon. So this is the first chance I've had to acknowledge and thank Roderick for his $50 monthly donation, making him today's executive producer. Thank you, Roderick. I appreciate you so much, and may God bless you richly. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the trip. This has been a long day. I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon, July 14th, 2022. The lovely lady Leanne and I woke up this morning at 2 o'clock in Clermont, Florida, which is in the outskirts of Orlando. We woke up at 2 o'clock because we had a 5:55 flight out of Orlando International. We had to turn in the rental car, get checked in, find our way to the gate, all that stuff. And Orlando is a fairly big airport, so we wanted to have plenty of time. We got there in time, and we got on the plane. It was a good flight. We had about a 90-minute layover at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and then we landed at Ontario International at about 11:30 this morning, California time. We took Frontier Airlines to Florida, and then we flew back on American Airlines. And oh my goodness, flying Frontier was like taking a covered wagon compared to flying America. The Frontier seats were, from the Frontier days, they were very uncomfortable. They didn't lean back at all. They were just rigid seats, and the seat cushion, if you could even call it a cushion, was just really some sort of a thin, I don't know what it was, but I have to tell you that after a 4.5 hour flight, which our flight to Florida was nonstop, so it was just 4.5 hours sitting in that seat, and that was very unpleasant. And the seat width was very sparse. So flying back, even though we were in coach, the seats felt luxurious in comparison to Frontier seats. Plus, American had free in-flight movies if you had your phone or tablet on you, and of course, most everybody does these days. They had a Wi-Fi on the plane that you could sign into, and it didn't connect to the internet. It was just the Wi-Fi on the plane. They had all of the movies, and you could also listen to Apple Music if you wanted to do that. If you weren't already signed up for Apple Music, they'd give you a free trial period, and after which, you know, they'd have the $9.99 a month charge would begin. I didn't listen to Apple Music, but I did watch a documentary on Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys called Long Promised Road. It was really well done, especially if you're a Beach Boys fan, like I've been since I was 8 years old. I'm so much of a fan that I've seen the Beach Boys in person 8 times. 7 times when it was the original Beach Boys, and then once a few years back when it was the Mike Love version of the Beach Boys, which, I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't the Beach Boys. But that aside, I highly recommend, if you're a Beach Boys fan, take a look at the movie Long Promised Road. As a matter of fact, Brian Wilson and his wife, Marilyn, are executive producers on the film. So it's not anything that's sensationalized. It really tells the story of Brian Wilson. Last night, Wednesday night in Florida, we had a really, really great thunderstorm. Here in California, we don't get them very often, so I love a good thunderstorm. Wednesday afternoon, there were a few summer showers, and then later on, as evening came around, we saw some flashes of lightning off in the distance, and before you knew it, the storm was here, it was on us, and it stayed around for, well, 2-3 hours, maybe longer. It was really great. On Wednesday afternoon, my son Tim and I sat outside in their sort of gazebo that they built. And we had about a 2 or 3 hour conversation over some cold beverages. It was hot out there and, of course, humid. It was probably 95 or so degrees, something like that. It was really hot. But we talked about life and his new baby girl, and we talked about God and just a whole myriad of things. It was a great father-son time. Leanne and Tim's wife, Val, stayed inside where it was cool, and they had their time. So you're probably wondering about Penelope, our new granddaughter, the reason we went to Florida for a 2-day visit. I mean, all that way for just 2 days? Really? Yeah, really. It was worth it to hold her and to love her. She's such a sweetie. I mean, at only a month old, there really isn't a lot that she does besides eat and sleep and need diaper changes. But it was just so great to meet her and to hold her and to hug her and to love her and to just hear her coo as she slept in my arms. It was just beautiful. I'm going to have some pictures on today's show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E317. And then I'll probably put in a few more pictures in next week's newsletter. So be sure you're signed up at news.lifespringmedia.com. To sum up the trip, I'd have to say that Grandma and Grandpa are in love with our newest grandchild. We love all 5 of our grandkids, of course. And we pray for each one of them and their moms and dads. It's a big deal to me because I was raised as an only child until I was almost 10. So I came from a small family. And to see our family grow like it has is a completely new experience for me. I've got 3 sons and now 3 daughters-in-law and now 5 grandkids. This is just something I never even considered. I never even dreamed about having what is approaching now a big family. So it's wonderful. Now, Leanne comes from a family of 5 kids. She was number 4, so she has only ever known a big family. But I'm loving it, and God is so good, and we are so very thankful. And thank you for being so patient with the pre-recorded shows. How about an On This Date in Church History? On this date in church history, July 15th, 1802, Scottish-born colonial printer Robert Aitken died. It was his presses who produced the first American edition of the King James Version of the New Testament, making it the first English Bible printed in America. So Robert Aitken definitely deserves a place in church history. prayer requests. This came in from Anonymous on Wednesday. Anonymous, I've been praying for you and these requests since you sent it in. As you know, this was my first opportunity to get it up on the show. This is Anonymous's prayer request. For Magdalena's soul to be free from worry, fear, and concern, and Jonna to have health and happiness, and for Cordelia to be free from pain and suffering. Anonymous says, Dear God, give these women a healing cup from Jesus for them and set them free from loneliness. Help them, O God. And we pray for grief and healing relationships. So, beloved, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you remember. You remember the promises you make, and you remember us and how much we need you. Father, help us to remember how much we need you. Knowing you and the love you have for us brings a peace to our hearts that is unshakable as long as we remember to remember. We ask, God, that you would hold us close to you. And we pray for these women that Anonymous wrote in about. We do pray for Magdalena to be free from worry, fear, and concern, and Jonna to have health and happiness, and Cordelia to be free from pain and suffering. And we agree with Anonymous, God, please give these women a healing cup from Jesus and set them free from loneliness. We pray for their grief, and we pray, God, that you would heal relationships. Lord, you are our healer, and we ask that you would bring healing to these women now. I thank you for Anonymous and her thoughtfulness in sending in these prayer requests, and I pray, God, that you would bless each one of them. I thank you, Lord, for the LifeSpring family, and I pray, God, that you would bless them today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E317. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to Kirsty, Sean of San Pedro, and Denise. They had to do some extra work for me before I went on this trip. Denise did show notes and Sean of San Pedro did chapters. They always do a yeoman's job, and I really want to lift them up here and give them the props that they deserve. Kirsty, how's the family doing with the COVID? Let me know. I've been praying for you. While I was gone, the people that are using the Podcasting 2.0 compliant apps continued to stream their sats and send boosts, and I thank you guys for it. Guys, in the general sense, maybe some of you are women, but I thank you. I thank you for your faithfulness. And I thank you, beloved, for inviting me into your life today, and I pray that God will bless you. Support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support, and until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.